Where do things stand right now in terms of first-line therapy of metastatic disease? And I'll start out with a BRAF wild-type situation and, the PD-1 versus combo ipi/nivo.
Well, again, as always, a controversy, and Jed Walchak recently came out with a first-author New England Journal article. Interestingly, wasn't presented at ESMO, but it just came out in the New England Journal at the same time as all the other adjuvant stuff. So once again, these last few months, it's the New England Journal of Melanoma, which is good. So there's clearly at 3 years both a progression-free and an overall survival advantage. It's at least 5 or 6 percentage points. It looks as if the survival at 3 years in ipi/nivo is beginning to plateau. It's above 50%. So the median survival is going to be well beyond 3 years with ipi/nivo. I predict it's beyond 40 months. And that beats the heck out of anything that we have seen with any other melanoma therapy in a large, well-conducted study. So when you talk to patients and they say, "Doc, what treatment will give me the longest survival and the greatest chance of being alive at 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?" It's got to be ipi/nivo. And I can't argue with that. On the other hand, I can't argue with a 55% to 60% rate of grade 3-4 toxicity. And trust me, I've seen enough patients on the combo to know that the toxicity is pretty impressive. But in a young person, someone who can take it, someone who wants to take it, I think that's the way to go. And what we're doing now is playing around with the dose and scheduling to see if you can drop the toxicity maybe to the 30% range to make it more palatable, maintain the benefit, and now adding new drugs to the flip dose ipi/nivo. So we have this month starting a HDAC inhibitor plus ipi plus nivo trial where we flip the ipi/nivo doses. It'll take a bit of experience to see whether that looks as good as ipi at 3, nivo at 1 as the induction, which is where you run into all the side effects.